Welcome to the Saucer Nerds Podcast. We would like to advise that although we do condone drinking, we do not condone drinking and driving. So drink up, act stupid, whatever it is you do, but always make sure you have a safe way home. Thank you and enjoy the show. Once again to the Saucer Nerd Podcast. My name is Patrick, and as always, I will be joined very shortly by my illustrious co-host, Jeff. We are the Saucer Nerds. If you're unfamiliar with this podcast or you're unfamiliar with what we do, basically all we do is drink and talk about shit. That's what we do. I always try to put more into it and make it seem a whole lot more logical than it really is, but that's what we do. We go to an establishment right around the corner from our house called the Flying Saucer, and we drink and we chit-chat and we talk about not only our love for beer, our love for the Flying Saucer, our love for Charlotte, North Carolina, where we're based out of, but our love for life in general. And we have some stupid conversations, we have some funny conversations, we have some serious conversations, but the beauty of this podcast is that we invite the world, we invite you who are listening to this podcast in to join in on our conversations, have a beer with us, sit and chat. We're here to make friends. We're here to make lives a little bit better. We're here to take away that hour-long drive that you dread every day, that on Wednesday you can download this podcast or listen to it on your iPhone or listen to it on the internet. I don't know how you're going to listen to it on the internet while you're driving in traffic, but either way, you pop on the Saucer Nerds podcast, and next thing you know, you're home. And we took that hour away, that just drizzling, like today. I mean, I'm sitting on my couch with my dog, Mocha, and it is pouring down rain outside. It is freezing-ass cold outside. Who wants to drive in that? Now, I don't have a long drive anywhere today, but you might have a long drive, and the way that we fix that problem for you is we give you an hour of entertainment to make that time pass. Or you can listen to it when you work out, if that's your thing. That's just what I've heard people do, listen to podcasts while they work out. But as I digress, thank you for joining us. We are the Saucer Nerds Podcast again. We can be found on iTunes under Revenge of the Saucer Nerds. Yes, what you have, for some reason, that's what you, you might be able to find it if you type in Saucer Nerds. I'm not sure. But just to be safe, if you're looking for it, if you're hearing this on our Podomatic website, or on our saucernerds.com website, just go to iTunes, type in Revenge of the Saucer Nerds, and subscribe, and you'll get this thing every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, you'll get the new episode, and you can listen to it and have fun with us. But thank you for joining us. We have a special episode today. It's a very, I was going to say interesting episode, but it's a very drunk episode. Because usually when we record these things, we are drinking a few beers. We don't get drunk. We promote safe drinking beers, which is if you're not at home, you can drink a beer or two, but don't get drunk so you can't drive home. You need to have a safe way home and a safe way back to your wherever you live. But this time we were celebrating something, and that something is Jeff got his first plate in the Ring of Honor at the Flying Saucer. You might ask yourself, what is the Ring of Honor? I'll explain it real quick. We've done it numerous times, but I'll explain it again just for if this is your first episode. The Ring of Honor is basically a club that's over and above the UFO club at the Flying Saucer. So when you drink 200 different beers, no beer on your tab or on your list can be the same. So you have to drink 200 different beers. When you reach that goal, you become a part of the Ring of Honor at the Flying Saucer. And this Sunday, we celebrated. We celebrated Jeff's achievement because he made it a goal that before his birthday this year, he was going to get that plate and we were going to have that party. And that's what we did. So I'm not going to hold you up anymore. We might have a song of the week. We might not. I might just throw something in there. I haven't really thought that much about it. It's been busy. It's been fun. A fun 2 weeks. And we're just going to jump into it. We got a good buddy, Ryan, that's going to join us. and you can hear just commotion in the background. And that's how we do. So we're, like I said, now you know what, we won't even do a song of the week this week because this is all about celebrating Jeff's achievement and Jeff becoming a part of the Flying Saucer Ring of Honor. Long live Jimmy Waxo. All right, we're here at the Flying Saucer in Charlotte, North Carolina for a special occasion. Jeff, you want to give the people the rundown of the special occasion?
When you drink 200 beers at the Flying Saucer, you win a special prize. You get an honor, actually. You get inducted to the Ring of Honor. I got my first plate today.
That he did.
I ripped off mine plus another's.
Plus another two people's plates. So not only did Jeff unveil, he's the first person to ever not unveil just his. He unveiled like four people's plates today.
That's how it goes.
You're not handy with your stick, sir.
Aw, damn. That's all I got to say.
So are you happy that you've had your 200 party finally? We've been talking about it for about 6 months.
Hang on.
Oh, is Jeff? Oh, Dave's leaving. All right, after that stellar opening, we had to pause because Jeff's brother Dave decided he was going to leave right after we started the podcast. It's not like we've been sitting here for 3 hours.
In his defense, I'm glad everybody came. It was great to have everybody here. We had about, what, 9 people, 8 people?
Yeah, 8 or 9 people.
For the thing, so, hey,
and once
success!
Yes, yeah, very successful. We are sitting
Jess's
here.
Jess's butt itches.
Yeah. Mine's starting to now that Jess mentioned it.
Go to Monkey will do that to you.
Yeah. Yeah, for the record, this is the first podcast we've done from outside the Flying Saucer. We're usually sitting in on the couches.
We are closing in very close to the smoke shop, which is right next to the sex shop. Can I say that on the
Yeah,
air?
That falls right into the song of the week last week.
Ganja Babe.
Ganja Babe. Hey. If you didn't listen to it, make sure you go back and listen to it. Before we get into this, we'll get into some business. You can find Jeff on Twitter at where, Jeff? In the middle of your Gold Monkey Swig?
At the Jeff Higgins.
On Twitter. You can find me at PatrickWright83, and you can find Jess at...
I don't remember.
Ann Raggedy13. On Twitter.
Yes, that's right. You hear the voice of our special guest, Jess, who's making her second appearance on the podcast. We'll be joined by one of our fellow old school co-host is Ryan, if he ever makes it out of the sex shop.
Can't blame him for that.
Hi, Peyton. Turn the podcast off, please.
Now. Turn it off now. Just to give you an idea of where we are, we've been here for about 3 hours celebrating Jeff's 200th episode.
Patrick is going to he's going to put up a picture of that as well.
Yes,
as
we have pictures. We have video.
On the website.
Check out our website.
You guys can check out the unveiling.
SaucerNerds.com. That's our official website for this podcast. You can also find us on iTunes. If you do find us on iTunes, please leave a review, whether you like it or not, and help the algorithm of what's going on here with the Saucer Nerds podcast.
Did you say algorithm?
Algorithm. You like
that? Where'd you get that from?
I got it off another podcast to listen to. Don't call me out on my verbiage, Jeff. Verbiage? Is it verbiage or verbiage? Verbiage? Okay. We're surrounded by Audis and Chevys and Hyundais and Kias. For those of you don't know, I explain this every podcast. So if you don't know, you should listen to some earlier podcast. But we are sitting outside of the Flying Saucer in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we're based out of, right beside the Paradise Valley Golf Course, where I've been trying to get Jeff to agree to go play a round of golf after we get done here. We have people walking.
It's about to start
in.
Raining, though. So.
It is about to start raining. There's a 60% chance of rain. The reason I know that is because I watched the weather for some god-awful reason. And we are surrounded by three cups of Golden Monkey by Victory Brewery. Jeff, you want to give them a rundown on Victory Brewery? You're the beer expert in this team.
Victory's out of Pennsylvania. Don't quote me on the actual city. I don't have the bottle in front of me. But I've been drinking this for several years, and it's definitely, I would say Golden Monkey's in my top 10 of all-time favorite beers. So,
it definitely is a good beer. It's got like some kind of a sweet aftertaste, you know?
And if we kind of got a mix of bottle and draft. If you get it off the draft, it may look a little bit different than the bottle. If you get out of the bottle, you may actually see some gold flakes, like some sediment coming in the bottom of it. So it's pretty cool.
Now, is that why it's called Golden Monkey?
It turns you into, if you drink enough of them, it turns you into like a six-armed monkey.
I believe that. What?
It's like 10.5% alcohol by volume. So.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's good beer.
And while we're drinking it, it's even more ridiculous. And some of our fellow guests who have just peaced out have drank multiple glasses of Golden Monkey. Just to give you a spoiler alert, we're going to sit beside the Higgins fire pit and drink a six-pack of Golden Monkey and then get on here. And there's no telling what is going to happen on that night. Oh, did you say a guy just walked in?
I will tell you what's going to happen on that night.
Let's hear it.
I will reveal to you a Golden Monkey night involving Mr. Jimmy Waxall, where it was pretty much Will Ferrell funny.
Nice.
That involves posts being used as a strip pole.
For those of you wondering, the female voice is Jess. She makes various appearances here on our Saucer Nerds podcast.
Hi.
Or if you're looking, I think you can find it on iTunes by typing Saucer Nerds. But if you're listening to it, hopefully you've already found it on iTunes. It's just, does Jeff take some of Jess's Golden Monkey?
What? Thief!
No,
I had more gold.
I'm just joking.
You did.
We can always order another one.
Yes, God, that's a party foul, you thief!
Wearing her trademark, the woman that I don't know what actual call it, but the woman that's standing there saying you can do it on the posters. Is that what you're trying to go for tonight?
No. Is that what I look like?
Kind of, a little bit, with the red headband, with the tie at the top.
It's like a retro look. Oh, Jeff's, I like it though. I'm not the microphone, so.
Yeah, we're too poor.
It's a great look. It almost, I mean, I'm with Patrick, though. It kind of, when he brought that up, it kind of looks like, you know, back in World War II.
Hold on. Roll Tide. Sorry, I got to yell Roll Tide to people, Alabama fans. She's going to say something about Georgia.
It almost looks like.
Oh.
Down.
FSU is going to take Alabama down? Nah, I don't know about
it. It almost looks like back in World War II, where you know you had the picture of the girl.
That's what.
On the bombers.
You talking about the girl wearing the flannel shirt with the little red headband on?
Yeah.
It's like I might be getting confused with Uncle Sam.
Whole Uncle Sam wants you.
No, I don't know if it was like
yes.
that.
Yes. Is
Google
it like
that?
Google it. Yes. She's got her arm up like this.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Uncle Sam wants you.
Is that what you're going for?
No, that's not what I was going for.
You just put a headband on? Like a do-rag around your
head?
Yeah,
it's like a retro look.
It doesn't look bad. Don't get me wrong.
Well, but
looks good.
Are you guys talking about cover girls that sit on the planes?
Cover girls sit on a plane?
Not cover girls. What were they called?
Pin-ups?
Pin-ups that sit on the plane.
Yeah, Kyle Higgins.
Yeah, you would know Higgins.
All right, and like
anyway,
nice. Anyway, like we said before, and we started, and we had Bridget starting off this thing. That might be something we start doing from now on, is getting the waitresses to do the opening for us. But what year was it? Jeff looked it up on his iPhone.
I typed in World War II, so it's
so World War II. You can, we can do it.
You know. Error.
Gotcha.
World War II error.
He said World War II. Say
Washington Redskins. Washington Redskins.
Washington.
It's kind of like George Washington.
Theoretically, since we are sitting out here in the front of the Flying Saucer right beside the high shop and the red door, we could make this podcast about weed and sex. But that would be like every other podcast out there, so we're going to make it about beer.
Because I know nothing about either one of those.
No, you don't. But never get told people walking past us and staring at us. So, Jeff, let me tell you. So, they've reset, if I understand correctly from what we were talking before, they finally reset your, because last time we spoke, you were at like 206. So now they've reset your number, and now you're at number 6 or 9 on your list.
Last Sunday, I was at like 208, and I stopped by here on Friday afternoon, you know, before the soccer game to get something to eat. And they reset mine from being, you know, 208 to 8 because I was having my play party coming up. So that's how it works, you know, guys. You just keep going. Don't worry about it. Keep trucking. And that's it.
Guys, I just bought my first ever cock ring.
Who was that?
Wow. That was Ryan, one of our
Who's Ryan?
Esteemed friends. And apparently he just bought his first cock ring.
It vibrates. It's awesome. I love Saucer Nerds podcast. It's awesome. Thanks.
Did you try it on?
It won't fit.
Nice. He said it won't fit. The question is, the way that you know that it vibrates and it feels awesome is if you tried it on in the sex shop.
I didn't try it on. I did press the vibrate portion, and I did stretch it out because it's, like, literally the size of a dime, like, the hole. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't know what your common clientele is, but I don't know what time they close. But what I'm trying to say is, is that I'm not saying, you know, I'm Ron Jeremy here. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, things stretch a little bit, and it does. The lady showed it to me. They're awesome. They're two doors down from the Saucer here in Charlotte. They're awesome. You should check them out.
We'll definitely check that.
I'm going to go get me a beer.
Okay.
So, you know what, folks?
This podcast just went to shit in a high-end basket.
That is the awesomeness that you get.
Yes, from the Saucer Nerds.
We are at this Charlotte Flying Saucer, and right next door is a smoke shop, and right next to the door to that is a sex shop called the Red Door. So.
And right next to that is a car alarm. I like this outside stuff. We don't get anybody interrupting us.
We don't get this great of weather like midway through November in North Carolina here. So.
But moving on, so Jeff, so you tried. I'll get into the beers that I try. We always like to talk about the beers that we try. So, what are some of the beers that you drank today? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Well, I started over. You know, I started my list over, so I was able to go back to some of the ones I've had. Pretty much all the ones I've had, except for one. And the first beer I had was Red Oak. That's our kind of our go-to.
Always. For those of you who don't know, Red Oak Brewery out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you, Jess. Is one of our favorite breweries and favorite beers out of all here at the Flying Saucer.
You're not drinking the rest of my Golden Monkey.
Jess is trying to steal my Golden Monkey.
Oh, my God.
And Jeff is being generous and putting his two drops of Golden Monkey in his glass out. Hey, Crystal, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Continue, Patrick. Continue.
But, I had, the only thing that I can really remember, I'm trying to think. Just chill.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You asked me to go ahead.
No, I said you were talking about Red Oak.
This is a prime example of when we do a podcast out of pure drunkenness of
anyway,
being a Golden Monkey.
Anyway.
Yeah, or when Jess keeps trying to steal my
game. I had a Red Oak, which is out of Greensboro, North Carolina. I had a Noda Coco Loco. Which is based out of North Davison.
Hold on. All right, hold on. We got another. Is it Beer Goddess? Is that what y'all? Beer Goddess. Here. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Hi. So explain to me why you have on camo boots and a combo hat going on there.
Hold on. Tell us your name first.
Alicia.
Okay, Alicia.
Alicia
so
is a beer goddess here at the Charlotte Flying Saucer. Just making sure everybody knows where we're at right now. Remember, they can't see, they just listen. All right. Jess asked why you have camo boots and a helmet on.
Because the other beer goddess, Drizzy Drake, is in the Army, and I'm trying it on.
Nice. So are these your boots?
These are Drizzy Drake's.
So you're in the Army.
Yeah.
Thank you. And your name is?
Bailey.
Bailey, do you work here as well?
I do. I was just here.
Oh. Gotcha. So, Bailey, thank you for your service. Jeff here was in the military, was in the Army.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Thank you. So, hold on. Do y'all have Twitter? Do both y'all have Twitter?
No.
No?
Everything. I don't know. I'm in my first year and I just spilled it all over.
You just deleted your Twitter?
Yeah, I never got it.
It's so 2011. Well, thank you. We want to stop by and see what all this was about, and we have found it out. Thank you. Bailey, thank you for your service. Y'all have a good night. Those who have to work. That was weird as shit. There was no making that interesting. Whenever two people don't have fucking Twitter, it's not interesting. All right, so since Ryan finally joined us for the podcast, we're going to give him a segment where he wants to interview Jeff. So we're going to let Ryan and Jeff take over here. So, Ryan, have fun.
Ryan, hey, welcome to the podcast, man.
Thanks for having me. I don't need the headphones. I'm a pro. All right, so I'm here finally. Sorry I've been away on the previous, what, five podcasts.
You've been on vacation, bud.
Yeah, working like a devil. But you know what? Today is not about me joining the podcast. Today is about you, sir, drinking 200 beers here, separate beers, within about an eight-month time frame. So I want to ask you a few questions here.
Go ahead.
Actually, really just one. How did you do it?
How did I do it? Well, I am very fortunate to work semi-close to the Flying Saucer in Charlotte. It is technically on the way home. And I love beer, so, you know.
So out of all the beers that you drank, what would you say is your favorite beer?
I have a couple of them.
Okay.
Red Oak. That's the name of the beer. That's the name of the brewery as well.
I just bought us 2 pints. It's a good beer. My God, I've drank way too many Golden Monkeys.
Duck Rabbit Milk Stout.
Who has a Duck Rabbit one?
I had it earlier. And any.
I'll get one. That'll be my last one. My next one. I'll be fine, babe.
And basically any Oktoberfest or pumpkin ale that they've served up here.
I do love the pumpkin ale.
I've had probably 25 to 30 of them, different ones.
I still like the Sam Adams Harvest Pumpkin. You know, we used to do a thing called Ryan's Beer of the Week, and that.
We're putting that on the website.
Yeah, it's been like, you know, 9 months since Jeff and Jess decided to knock over my dad's fireplace, outdoor fire pit.
We talked about that on podcast number 3.
We had a podcast about that.
You need to catch up, brother.
Yeah, well, whoa. You take Pat off here and your ballast goes away. So. So, so I will say that, you know, it's been a while since I've been to the Saucer, and I've never had the German potato salad, and as a German American myself, I must say that the German potato salad is top notch.
Maybe in a partial German American myself, and I'm sincere.
You're not even close to being German American.
I'm a quarter German.
I thought you were Irish and then.
No, I'm German American.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're German.
I got turned off.
My mother's side.
His mother's side.
It's half German.
Half German, half English.
Okay, where's the Irish? Because you told me you're
my
Irish.
Dad's side.
You did say mother's
side, but I also. So, My quarter German, I fucking love this food, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is delicious.
The German potato salad is on point.
It is on point.
It is on point.
Just enough vinegar in it.
Not too much. Definitely not.
They add a little bit of sugar, though, I think, to it. There's a sweetness to it.
I would kill somebody in here to get that recipe. I'm serious.
I think I can make it. I can take my Grandma Jacobs's German potato salad recipe that my dad makes, which we'll have on Thanksgiving. By the way, I'm not calling Jeff baby. I'm calling my girlfriend, my lovely, beautiful girlfriend, Crystal Howard, to my left here.
Your dad
just bought a cock ring for her.
We have derailed, but Your dad's potato salad, wasn't that, the last time I had that, was that cold or was it hot?
You had his regular, like, radish, egg, mayonnaise, and green bell pepper.
The cold one.
Cold potato salad. But he makes a German one that's based on my grandma's recipe, which came from her mother, who came from Germany.
I want to try that sometime.
Oh, it's
I want to try that.
My dad puts a little bit more vinegar in it than what the saucer does. I mean, he doesn't overdo it. You're damn right.
We're talking about the flying saucer.
It is called Saucer Nerds Podcast, and we are talking about their food. What about Rachel Ray?
She's never made German potato salad.
No, Rachel Ray's Tasty Titties comes on 3:30 every other Friday on Food Network.
Hi, Peyton, who happens to be my 13-year-old son, who listens to this podcast. Pause and do not listen anymore.
It doesn't really work after I said it.
I think you should have mentioned that before the earlier comments.
You know, I will say, hey, I know this is the Saucer Nerds podcast, but I'm going to make Hey, I know this is Saucer Nerds podcast, but for a minute we're going to be the Red Door podcast. So, let me get this straight. I've never went into a place before where the salesperson, in this case the cashier who's telling you about the products, just talks so openly.
I didn't realize.
It's not the next.
It's the Red Door.
Off.
Let's get all back right. To the
the festivities,
the
man. Nerds. You got your plate today, buddy. You got your plate. So talk about it. How did it feel to take down that green towel over to? It was a green towel. It was a green towel. Yeah, it was the color of a shirt.
You know what?
No shit.
It was kind of surreal, you know.
You about dropped the other plate on the other guy's head underneath it.
Well, I told the guy sitting right on the table next to me, I said, watch out.
And anybody in the business knows that when Jimmy Waxall says watch out, you better watch out. And if you don't watch out, that's just on you.
Because they gave me a big pole and they told me to tear down, you know, a couple pieces of cloth. And I ripped down mine and I liberated two more.
Yeah. But the legend, what number were you again? 1032?
No, 1093.
1093. So, fuck off. So, if you come into the University City area, Charlotte Flying Saucer, you come right through to the door, you take a right like you're going to the dartboard. If you look straight up, you're going to see plate 1093, the legend of Jimmy Waxall.
It's really probably only about five or six paces in and look up. You know? It's not far.
And unfortunately, I mean, I really wish I could.
Through the second set of doors. Second set of doors.
So, but it's been a good time today. I've had a good time.
We're glad
man,
you finally made it.
Why do I got to hold these mics like I'm like. Yeah, but we had cheap mics like on the Don't Take a Personal podcast, and it just wasn't like this. I don't know.
I think this is the same mics. In case you didn't know, we used to have another podcast. We used to do it live.
I'm pretty sure that everybody that's listening, the five people that are listening to this were the five people that don't take a personal podcast.
We have derailed.
Hey, you know what? You know what? As long as there's five people listening, we're going to keep doing these damn podcasts.
I was about to say, we always have our famous.
Sorry, Jeff turns the microphone off for some awful reason. The five people that listen to this, that's our famous five. The five people that listen to everything that we do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Jeff, how do you feel about. Is the beer starting to catch up with you, Jeff? Okay. Jeff has had how many golden monkeys have you? Did you only have one or two?
You have not had five golden monkeys. No. I've had three, and my God, these things all put a dent into your ass. Oh my God.
We're planning on having four to six and doing a podcast.
Well, that's just fucking outrageous. Am I invited?
Around the fire pit, the Higgins fire pit.
Well, you give me the date and time,
Jimmy
and I'll probably be there.
Jimmy Waxall Fire Pit.
The Jimmy Waxall Fire Pit, which I helped build, by the way.
Yes, you did.
It's a beautiful.
It's like the ninth wonder of the world.
I'm going to tell you right now, fans, if you're listening from another country, you need to come to Landis, North Carolina, and see the greatest goddamn fire pit ever built in the history of man. It's built at Jimmy Waxall's house.
And you couldn't ask for more than that.
You couldn't. Mm-hmm. You really can't. And I mean, and Chris Shore, if you're listening, I want you to retweet me and tweet Twitter balls to me just to prove that you listen to this podcast. And Polk, if he doesn't, feel free to tweet him Twitter balls. Just tweet him Twitter balls. And if he
all day long. All day long.
That ain't a bad idea. Every hour in the hour, let's tweet Chris Shore at the real Shore Slant or whatever the hell Shore Slant.
Is that his Twitter handle?
I don't know. I just like fucking with him.
Shore Slant.
Because it's fun. Shore Slant. The Shore Slant. You're right. Tweet him
Twitter balls.
Twitter balls.
Every hour on the hour.
On November 21st. Or when are you going to get this posted up? When are you going to get this uploaded? Wednesday? Okay, on November 24th, we are going to tweet Chris Shore every hour in the hour, Twitter balls. And if you join us in the Saucer Nerds Army, you can do it. I'm just totally making shit up right now. I'm trying to get a movement going for Twitter balls.
If you join us and you come to the Charlotte Flying Saucer, there will be a raffle on whether or not you get a free beer or not.
Are you serious, Clark?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm going to just... There's going to be a raffle, apparently. We're making a raffle. This is the first ever Saucer Nerds raffle. We're going to do a raffle on November 25th. If you come down and you prove that you tweeted to Chris Shore at the Shore Slant Twitter balls, you will be entered in a raffle for a free beer.
All right, so this is Patrick sitting off to the side of this conversation. And
don't ruin my moment.
Apparently, this is what happens when drunk people do a podcast.
Don't ruin this moment, Pat.
No, I agree 100%.
I think this will be a good raffle promotion.
Yes, I agree.
So you can get a free beer, a beer of your choice. There is a $20 pint here.
Why are you?
Because I will pay for the $20 pint.
Okay.
It's maybe 24th.
Okay, on the 23rd, if you tweet, okay, 23rd, tweet at the Shore Slant, Twitter balls. That's all you got to tweet. And the more, for every hour that you do it, you get an extra entry into the raffle.
Yep.
So I like it. And if you can't make it here, then you'll probably not get the beer, but I'll try to FedEx you a Miller Lite bottle. I don't know. Shit.
It might be empty, but hey, whatever.
And I know Pat wanted to move on here, so before I sign off, and thank you guys for letting me be on the podcast, real quick, I just wanted to say that if anybody's listening in a state, not in North Carolina, if you're listening especially in northern states, especially Wisconsin, if you have access to Leinenkugel Honeyweiss, tweet the Saucer Nerds at Saucer Nerds. Is it not with a K?
Yes, KNURDS.
Okay, yeah. Tweet at Saucer Nerds with KNURDS, the location of the Sunny Weiss and the price of it. And I swear to God, I will mail you the money, and you can mail me some of the Honey Weiss. It's the greatest damn beer in the world, and can't find it. You know, we had an offer to, we could get some shipped here, but we got to buy a pallet of it. And maybe we'll start a Kickstarter campaign to get the beer down here.
That's a hell of an idea right there.
Well, we could base it on that we will film us drinking it for over a year. And we can show the weight I gained from drinking it because it's such a great beer. There is a little Asian baby running right at me. I am terrified. What am I going to do? Guys, what do I do?
Stop talking.
I don't want to.
Go get me another round.
I'm not getting you another round. I ain't done with my beer.
I will get you another round.
I got a tab open. Put it on my tab.
No, I'm going to open a tab too.
This is your day, bud. Put it on the Jacob's
no,
tab.
No, fucker.
Okay. So, Pat, you were talking about something about trivia questions, asking me shit. What? If you're going to put one on... Can you put one on my tab as the milk stout or whatever the shit the duck milk, the dilt, the dill.
This is gonna suck so bad when I do.
the duck one, whatever the one that you said is really good.
Who wants the dilk? Is a duck fucking milk?
the duck stout.
The Ryan wants the dilk stout.
Can I have a red? B double E double R U N beer run.
I picked up.
So Ryan's got some deal crabbit.
No.
Duck rabbit.
I picked up three red oaks.
Three red oaks.
And a duck rabbit.
And a duck rabbit.
Wait, a duck rabbit or a
duck? That's what Ryan caught it earlier.
Ryan called it a duck rabbit. It's called duck rabbit.
All right, guys. This is an example of what it's like when we do the podcast completely drunk. And if you like this, then just tweet us and leave a review saying that episode 6 was the best podcast you've ever done, and then we'd start doing them all drunk. Right, Higgins?
Episode
6. And we are still joined by Jeff, that has the microphone away from his face.
I'm here, bud.
Okay.
I don't want to keep it right up next to me in case I cough or something. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And Ryan's sitting over here. Ryan with the unbelievable interview with Jeff. That's what you get when you have Ryan on the podcast. What you just heard. And
Twitter balls.
Twitter balls. Hashtag Twitter balls.
Seriously?
We are going to create a campaign for next Saturday to tweet Chris Shore. At Chris Shore. At the Shore Slant. Is it the Shore Slant or Shore?
I think it's the Shore Slant.
At the Shore Slant, every hour on the hour, Twitter balls.
I'll do it.
And
if anybody
for
else
each
don't.
Person you do, if you will be entered in a raffle, and if you come to the Charlotte Fine Saucer, we will award somebody a beer.
That we will. Any beer of your choice.
On Sunday, the 24th.
Is it 24th?
Yeah. Today's the 17th.
Nice. Sunday the 24th. All right, and once again, if you are catching this, if you fast forward and don't be a good listener like most people. Yes, Ryan.
It is at the Shore Slant.
Ryan, just check it on Twitter.
Thanks for confirming.
We are here at the Flying Saucer for Jeff's 200th beer party. Actually, he's at 11.
A little over 200 now.
But this is the unveiling of his saucer/plate on the wall.
It's actually pretty close to the entrance, if you haven't seen it. Which, if you haven't been here today, you have not seen it. So
I know we keep repeating ourselves, but mother effer, if you walk into the door of the Flying Saucer and you don't look up and see Jimmy Waxhaw, the legend of Jimmy Waxhaw, on a plate with Jeff Higgins' name on the top of it, then you haven't lived, right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
We dynamite drop in, Jeff. Dynamite
drop in.
And as most drunk people, when we don't have Asians running at us, we don't have much to talk about because we're here. Oh, we can talk about the shitty plane that's flying off above us. Question. Have you seen these planes that people build, or it's not really planes, it's helicopters. That people build themselves, like they can order all the parts.
Are you talking about RC helicopters?
No. I'm talking about like actual helicopters that people ride in. They like pedal. Have you seen this?
No.
Have you ever seen this, Ryan?
No.
I've seen this over.
Mix and dip stout and red oak. I call it red deck.
Hold on, say that one more time for me, Ryan.
A mix and dip stout with red oak. I call it red deck.
It is what it is. Jeff, have you had enough to drink yet?
I have not had a red dick, no. Nor do I want one.
This one just graduated to the explicit on the iTunes.
Hey, when you invite Mr. Jacobs, you may get a little bit crazy, especially when you give him about 3 golden monkeys, a couple things. I got to go to Belk's and shop after this. How the hell is that going to happen? I don't know.
Hey, man. So
what Ryan's trying to say is, if you're listening to this on Monday, look on the local newspaper on Monday. Or if you're listening to this on Wednesday, go back to Monday and look at the police blotter.
Patrick.
For a man arrested in Belk's.
Hey, just edit this stuff closer to the end rather than before. So if the the fantastic people at iTunes listen to this, they won't hear it in the beginning.
Okay. I don't know. Here.
Have a seat, bud.
I've been wanting to get this guy on this podcast forever. What's your name, bud?
TJ.
Wait, well,
TJ. TJ.
I've been coming up here for a long time. We've seen you up here. I mean, I just got my first plate tonight. How many plates do you have?
17.
17?
Yes.
All right, just to give you a rundown, we do a podcast called the Saucer Nerds Podcast. Basically, it's all based on the flying saucer, and we just do it. We do it every Sunday. We come up here and record it. And TJ is what we take no offense to this. We call him the gatekeeper of the flying saucer in Charlotte because TJ is always up here when we come up here. And I've been telling Jeff for the past probably month that we've been doing this that I wanted to get TJ on the podcast. So it's a joy to have you on the podcast.
Well, I appreciate the honor.
So you have 17 plates. Jeff just got his first one today. Do you have any words of wisdom for Jeff on the plates? Because you had to start at one at some point. And give some words of wisdom for Jeff.
Just keep on drinking. I mean, that's all I can tell you.
Now, my first question for TJ is, what is your favorite beer out of all the beers presented by the Flying Saucer? I know it's a hard question. It's like asking your favorite kid if you got 12 kids.
AECHTSCHENKLRARAUCHBIER.
Awesome.
It's a foreign beer. He said it's definitely the last part spelled bia. So
yeah, beer, it means original, walk funny, smoked beer. I mean, the story behind it is one of the guys at the original brewery back in 17 or 16, whatever, had an accident and messed up his leg, and he was crippled. And the AECHT means original. I'm going to go ahead and say it out the way that I see it. Act means original. Schlink Erla means to walk funny. And rock beer means smoked beer. But, yeah, it's barbecued beer.
Nice. Barbecue beer.
So I got a question. I got a question for TJ.
Go ahead.
So you have 17 plates, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. When did you get your first plate?
04.
So, Mr. Higgins, you just got your first plate today. So 10 years from now, we better at least be celebrating your 15th plate. That's all I'm saying. The challenge has been laid. I agree with his words of advice. Just keep drinking.
I don't know if I'll get that to the point or not, but I noticed your T-shirt, Bison Organic. I recently got the chocolate beer from Boston Bison. It was the I don't know what the hell it's called, but it was chocolate. You know, I got it from Total Wines.
Yeah,
it was good. Good stuff, man. I like that, man.
I guess he wants to retort.
Man, I don't know. I'm not from them, but no.
Well, yeah.
This was actually given to me from one of the top dudes from Bison.
Nice. Did they used to have the stuff here?
Yeah. And it's been an off and on type thing.
I just started coming here like earlier this year, like 2013. So I'm fairly new to it, but
okay. This is weird, but I right, just throw it out there. Yeah, all right. Let's go. All right, yeah. Continue. What you
say. Yeah, basically.
This is weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? But it's.
I normally don't have a microphone.
But no, but legit, this is coming from two people that have been coming here for the past probably 6 to 8 to 10 months, that you're like a celebrity here, truthfully, to us, because every time we come in here, you're here.
Yeah, like 17 plates, man. You
all you got to do is drink, though.
Oh, yeah.
But still, it's a matter of, like, we started this, and it inspired us enough to create a podcast about beer, to where as more me than Jeff, I sit here and I drink Bud Light or a regular beer every time I decide I want to drink with my buddies. And now my mind is open to all these local breweries and different types of beer and different types of this. And that's why we like to have people Like that's why I asked Jeff. I said, we need to try to get this guy on the podcast. Just because the whole podcast is about like our not really getting drunk, but the enjoyment of the taste of beer and the different craftsmanship of beer and this or that. So we didn't mean to startle you and pull you and get you off guard by pulling you over here and putting a microphone in your face. But we want to tell the story because part of our quote unquote love for the Flying Saucer is the atmosphere of it and the friendship and the fellowship and the, and everybody's cool and nice and talks to you, and it's just you can create bonds with people. And that's what it's all about, because you can go to other bars and you just go in there, sit at the bar and drink a beer and leave. Yeah, you're just a number. To where the Flying Saucer, the waitresses are cool. They're hot, of course.
Everybody knows your name.
Exactly. And the fact that you can come in with, and this is purely observational basis, you can come in with your newspaper and order whatever the beers that you order and talk, and a few people come and talk to you and you talk to everybody, and it's just a good time, and you can do it. So we're talking about the saucer.
It's amazing.
Exactly. See, this is exactly, and you can come in.
It kind of is, really. I mean, you're on religion.
Yeah.
Let the saucer be your god. Yes, sir.
I mean, it serves the same purpose. I mean, I don't mean to be sacrilegious, but.
But it's true. It's fellowship. It's meeting people. It's sitting down talking. It's doing what you love to do. And I agree. I can't not agree with that.
Bartender.
But we'll let you go. I don't know if you're on your way out. But okay. But thank you for stopping by. You've made a goal of mine since we started this thing. We're at episode 6. So if you want, it's weekly. We come up here every Sunday and record the podcast. Sometimes early, sometimes like last Sunday we're here at 10 o'clock at night.
Normally it's around 6 or 7, but and normally we're here about 6 or 7, but last week we were here at like 10:30.
We can make it up, but we record it every Sunday put it out every Wednesday.
This week I happen to be having my plate party thing, so we came up at 12. So, yeah.
Definitely. Well, thank you for being on the podcast. I appreciate it. Like I said, you're a celebrity to us, so we'll have you on more. And next time that you see us two sitting here with microphones and we pull you over, you'll know exactly what's going on.
Did somebody get shot?
No, we're good. Thank you, man. All right, goal completed. One goal completed.
Mark that one off the bucket list, bud.
We can. And heard about.
Crystal, do you want to say anything?
Have anything to say. I was a designated driver today. I tried a couple beers but didn't really come to drink, but it was good.
How would you say the saucer was for your first experience?
Is this your first experience
at
the saucer?
Yes, my very first experience at the Flying Saucer. It was not what I imagined. It was even better, so good deal with that. Congratulations on your plate, Jimmy Waxall.
Definitely.
Thank you.
All right, well, I guess we've been talking for about 30 minutes. I don't know what you and Ryan talked about. I jetted off to another fellow store around
there.
You
might want to disregard most of that.
We'll check it out. We'll review it and see.
Patrick, you know what I've realized?
What's that?
The more beer we have, the more editing you're going to have to do.
Exactly. And hold on, Ryan's back.
I just saw y'all's future.
Hold on. Put the microphone to your face, Ron. These are cheap microphones.
Where did TJ go? Why?
Oh, yeah, he walked by. 17 plates. That's a celebrity around here.
Jeff, I just saw your future. I don't like it.
Dude, TJ's cool.
I'm not going to become TJ.
Can't that man make jokes?
He can make jokes, especially when he's been drinking a ton of beer. Burr. But we like to thank TJ.
Y'all feel free to edit that.
Oh, yeah. We got you. We'll take care of you. Thank TJ for joining us, the gatekeeper of the Flying Saucer. And once again, to finish this thing off, congratulations, Jeff. First plate, ring the Ring of Honor.
Thank you.
You stand tall, sir. To finish up. Ryan's going to go get kicked out of a Belk's, and me and Jeff are going to sit here and finish our Red Oaks and then have a safe way home.
Wait a while and
wait and watch Walking Dead at 9 o'clock here at the Flying Saucer and complete our 9 hours here. All right, guys. And Ryan's offering Jeff some red dick. Thank you for listening. Every Wednesday we put a new one out. Hopefully we won't be as drunk, but I think next one's going to be the Golden Monkey podcast, so we probably will. Thanks for listening. Ryan's going to be on that one too. It's going to be awesome. Thanks, guys.
Saucer Nerd Podcast is a product of Triptych Media and is in no way affiliated or associated with the Flying Saucer Restaurant.